USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm free to start over.
That's a 63-year-old woman who was serving a life sentence in prison on a nonviolent drug charge from the mid-1990s. President Trump now commuting the sentence of Alice Johnson, who says,
I'm feeling no handcuffs, nothing on me. I'm free to hug my family. I'm free to live life.
The president makes the move after a plea last week from Kim Kardashian West. That reality star had been working to free Johnson from prison for some time. Yesterday in a tweet, she said, best news ever. President Trump today is to meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House. The two leaders are expected to hold a joint news conference after their private talks. The upcoming summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un is expected to top the agenda. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We're told to expect an announcement from NASA today about something that's been discovered by the Mars Curiosity rover. The space agency says it does involve what it calls new science results, but the details won't be released until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That rover has been roaming the red planet ever since back in 2012. Another federal judge rules against the Trump administration's efforts to withhold law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities, this particular case involving Philadelphia, which said withholding grants because of local policy towards cooperating with immigration authorities was a violation of law. The judge here said there was no evidence that immigrants contribute to higher crime rates, and Philadelphia doesn't provide sanctuary for people involved in criminal conduct. The death toll climbing from that violent volcano eruption in Guatemala, officials now say it's claimed at least 100 lives. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The head of the Environmental Protection Agency is under fire yet again. The latest on Scott Pruitt from USA Radio's Wendy King.
EPA head Scott Pruitt reportedly used his position to secure a business opportunity for his wife with the fast food chain Chick-fil-A. Iowa GOP Senator Joni Ernst says it may be time for Pruitt to go.
It is up to the president to decide who he wants on his cabinet, but certainly I believe that Scott Pruitt is not upholding the president's promises.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The new Top Gun movie reuniting its two biggest stars. The Hollywood Reporter says Val Kilmer will be back in his role as Iceman, which made him famous back in 1986, and Tom Cruise will return as ace fighter pilot Maverick in Top Gun Maverick, currently in production in San Diego. Iceman and Maverick were adversaries in the original hit film, but eventually joined forces. Now, 58-year-old Kilmer recently sent a message to Cruise on Instagram saying, quote, "You still got the moves." And at last night's CMT Awards, the winners included Blake Shelton, who won for Video of the Year, and Male Video of the Year. Female Video of the Year went to Carrie Underwood. Group Video to Little Big Town. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.